have a heart that's perceiving more of how much you love me. Amen?
Amen.
I want to take you back to Romans chapter 8, because this is also a section in the Bible that many people want to tear out, because they don't just want to include one of these words that you're going to hear. And the Lord wants us to be aware that there are all kinds of challenges in life, and the one word that we want to eliminate from the English language, at least I did for a long time, was the word suffering. So I'm going to take you to verse 17. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs. That confirms about what is belonging to the Lord belongs to us, because we are heirs. Amen? Inheritance. That's the other word. We are heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his suffering. Oh, come on, Kim. Get a reprint. If indeed we share in his suffering, in order that we may also share in his glory. Now, it is part of Romans 8, right? Mm-hmm. Anybody see it's written for us to mature and to grow up? So, of course, we'd like to take Romans 8, 17 out of the Bible, because suffering is not something that we want to carry or we want to go through or we want to experience. Amen. Sorry, just the way it is. My religious brain says suffering, uh-uh. But I want to show you Acts 5:41. Acts 5:41 says, the apostles left the Sanhedrin rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name or for the nature. Suffering disgrace. I mean, that's not in my Christian Bible. But I guess we should cut out Acts 9:16 because it confirms it.
What was the number in Acts 5, Kim?
41.
41. Oh, I don't
remember. It's confirmed in Acts 9:16, but I'm not going there. I want to go to Hebrews 11:25. Hebrews 11:25, he chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. Oh, not good news, is it? Kind of raunchy news this morning. This one you're not going to like either. So St. James is the Lord's brother. And he writes in verse 10, chapter 5, James 5:10, brothers, as an example of patience in the face of suffering. That must be a misprint, right? In the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as your example. Ooh. Yeah, well, we got Peter on the case too, in case you forgot. 1 Peter 2:20. 1 Peter 2, verse 20. This is the one that will give you a result. But how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it? But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God. Woo. You mean God is looking at what you're going through and he's saying, I'm going to bless this kid because they've been through what they've been through. Now, the blessing didn't come at the moment of the suffering, did it? It comes later. It's confirmed in 1 Peter 5:10. This one you can take to the bank. 1 Peter 5:10. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered. So there's a time after you have suffered. Tell your neighbor, get with it. Later you'll see. After I have suffered. A little while. Will himself restore me? Will himself restore me? And he'll make me strong. And he'll make me firm. And he'll make me steadfast. So the suffering isn't for nothing. He's got a plan. He's going to make me what? Steadfast, firm, strong. Whoa. Because I suffered, I get a bonus. That does not please most Christians. They want to go without pain. They want to go without suffering. And yet you've got how many examples here? Too many? Okay. At least you know that there is a place when you are going through something that God is not unaware. I thought when he watched his son suffer that he turned away. And the scripture says that he was unable to see the sin in his son. It's not the suffering that he couldn't stand. It's the sin on him, which was our sin. But after the suffering, he rose again on the third day. Can you just imagine the joy that... I just want you to close your eyes right now. And I want you to picture the last funeral you went to. Just close your eyes. Keep your eyes on the last funeral you went to. And then they go to the gravesite. And you're standing there. And all of a sudden, a word of knowledge comes into your heart. Because you go back and you listen and you obey, because God says, today, I'm going to bring that person out of the grave. What's going to happen to your emotions when that person bubbles out in complete, perfect body, just like Jesus when he came out of the grave? What is going to happen to you then? What kind of emotion are you going to have? How are your feet going to stay stuck to the ground?
They're not.
You're going to be running and jumping and yelling and... Yeah. About a week after my dad, his body was put in the ground, the Lord told me to go back to the cemetery, and I didn't want to go. I had a head trip. I was all done hurting. I had hurt enough. I had all these answers for him, meaning the Lord. There was still weeping going on inside, and the Lord gave me a scripture. He had told me to take my Bible, and I didn't want to do that either. because I knew what he was up to. So, the scripture was, I believe, in Corinthians about, you know, when we come out of the grave and so on and so forth. So just before I parked the car in the cemetery, I did obey. But I prayed in the Holy Ghost because I just didn't really want to be there. And that's what he did to me. He told me to fast forward to Resurrection Day and to stop feeling sorry for myself. Stop feeling sorry for myself. That they had suffered enough. He took the body, put it into the ground, but there was a resurrection day planned by God for me. And when he did that, he said, you need to know suffering is not in vain. I'm supposed to hear a couple of amens there.
Amen.
Do you notice how they're kind of slow and they're pondering all this? Yeah. Just close your eyes right now. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
My unbelief button.
My unbelief button.
Needs an adjustment today.
Needs an adjustment today.
There will be a Resurrection Sunday.
There will be a Resurrection Sunday.
That's an example.
That's an example.
Down the road.
Down the road.
That those who have gone before me.
Those who have gone before me.
They will rise again.
They will rise again.
Not necessarily me being going in the grave.
Not necessarily me going in the grave.
Because when the resurrection returns.
Because when the resurrection returns.
His name is? Yeah, his name is?
Jesus.
Yeah. And he is going to return.
And he is going to return.
And he'll empty the graves.
He'll empty the graves.
And I will witness it.
Amen.